God is good. All the time. God is good all the time. Yeah, we have to remind ourselves that God is good all the time. Every day it's good to just speak the word, to live the word also, that God is good all the time. Even if you have a stiff neck in the morning, when you get up, you say, God is good. Amen? I experience that all the time. Stiff neck. Wrong position in lying down. But God is good all the time. All right. So today is the second Sunday of the month, July 14th. Today is our Bible study for the women. And we praise God for His faithfulness, that in spite of the busy schedules, we're still able to come together. We were few, but God is with us. So it's good to just have fellowship with one another and to share thoughts to each other. Yeah, I'll go first. This time is the testimony time, prayer request time, announcement, and all sorts of talk, but not declamation. Okay, I'll go first. I think two days ago, I posted on my Facebook wall that we are looking for people who could donate colored pencils for the art outreach that will be happening in August. So I was just so amazed of how God moves the hearts of my friends. I actually tagged them. I tagged them, but I also wrote down, "If do not be pressured. It's just if you are moved to share your blessings. But if you're not at that this time, I understand. But I prayed to God that we'll have about 60 pencils or colored pencils. And at this very moment, I have already received pledges for 50. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. God is good all the time. With another plus, another friend gave 60 pieces of pencils. So that's an additional. So it's a very, very overwhelming feeling that God is really good. These colored pencils will be used by those people in the street children who are rescued by one of the foundations that my friend is running for about maybe 5 years now, or more than 5 years now. So the last time I shared to you, there were only about 14 or 16 kids. Right now, there are 30 in the shelter, ranging from 4 years old to 20 years old street kids. So they're also trying to bring back the other kids to their families. So they're also reaching out the families right now to give them some sort of intervention, education on how to really take care of their children and give them some training for livelihood so that they can feed their kids and not just leave them on the streets. So it's a very good feeling to just be one of those who could help out. So I'm very thankful to the Lord because He made ways. He really made ways on how to reach out to these kids, and the kids' families are also reached out. So some of the parents of the kids are already Christians now, and they are helping because they have a very big lot. They are helping in the production of vegetables. So they're planting vegetables also. They're raising goats, pigs, and also I think chickens. So helping them out. And this month, this August is their anniversary month. So they're having a series of activities and also reaching out to the community. These kids are really notorious kids in the community, but because they are changed, and it's a big thing for them, because most of them were not able to go to school, but this time they are sent to school, and some of them are already accelerated. So the Philippines has a program for out-of-school youths, so they can just go to school in a specific time. So it's called alternative learning school. So most of the those a little bit older kids now are in the alternative learning school. So I think they already have two or three graduates. So that's a big thing for them. So they it's a big celebration also. So as part of that, this April, so we are going to have the outreach also as part of the different activities in the shelter. So thank you very much for praying, and thank you very much also for being part of them, especially to my friend Colleen, because she has been longing to come here to visit here, but because of some circumstances, so she's not still able to have a free time to come. She really wants to visit this church because she's so grateful at how the church helped her during those times that they really need big help. Please continue to pray for our volunteer artist. That right now he said he is he's planning to use this art outreach like it's like a stepping stone to reach out more communities, not only in Cebu but other communities. So he is so excited. It's his first time to do this kind of thing, but he was so excited. So please pray for the activity that it will be successful, so that he will also try to convince other artists in the Philippines to share to the young kids about art and the love of art. Okay, so I will be traveling to the Philippines from July 25th. So I'll be there and until the last week of August. I'll be back in the first week of September to report to school. Yeah, but I'm so excited to really meet my family again, and also Chris. I'm going to visit Chris maybe for about 5 days or so. It depends. So yeah, right now he is in ROTC, like a Reserve Officer Training Camp, something like that. So he is already getting used to the Saturday military work. So wake up early in the morning, they do some drills, although his complaint was, it's just so hot. But everyone is enjoying, so he's also enjoying it, although it's kind of new thing to him. But he is being Philippinized. Philippinized, acculturated. So because he doesn't understand about things in the Philippines about military work, but now he's trying to understand how Filipinos really behave, or I would say how Filipinos are brought up. So it's good that he is also having little successes in his exams. So last week was his prelim exams. So every day he sent me a message, please pray for me, I'm going to the exam. So it's kind of assuring for me also that he is conscious. He is conscious that he needs God's help. So, and one good thing is he always tells me, Mama, I'm going to church today. So every Sunday he tells me, I'm going to church. So it's a good feeling as a mother, knowing that your son is voluntarily going to church now without you pushing him, go to church. But now he tend to really like appreciate being in church now. And he has still few friends, but maybe the same friend that he's going with are good boys maybe, because he kept on sharing me good information about them. So it's good to know that his company is a group of people who are good. So that's one thing, one of the things that a parent really worries about, like your children's company, because it will really influence them. But right now I'm happy that those two boys that he's going with all the time are, I would say, studious. Studious. They love to study, and yeah, they go somewhere, they go just shopping or and food, going out to eat something, not really doing something, I would say, bad. Yeah, so thank you very much for praying for him. So, yeah, that's my sharing time. So I'm giving this floor to you now.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tim. Michelle, you said no declarations, so I can't say the Apostles' Creed here right now. We believe in God, the Almighty, maker of the heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ. Is it okay? All right. I'll say that next time. I don't have it perfectly memorized, so I'll remember it for next time. Our son, Micah, the latest word we have, he's doing well. He's staying with our friends, missionary friends, and Toshi talks to the wife from time to time. This is a really big thing. I've shared it before. About every 3 or 4 days, he takes a shower, and he uses soap and shampoo, and that's kind of a big thing that goes way back into our story. When he was living with us, he wasn't really keeping up with his hygiene, so that's a tremendous change for the good. He's not working right now. He's staying with them. So the mother of the family has a been thinking about giving him some work to do. She's still thinking about that. She's not sure. She's mentioned it. She's dropped a few hints that he hasn't taken action on. So she's still waiting for the right timing to actually offer him some kind of work to do at home, maybe online work or something. She does a lot of part-time jobs from home. So we ask your continued prayers for our son, Micah, just that God will continue to work in his life and bring healing to him. And I have a praise and another prayer request that are kind of connected. Last Sunday, I went with Mark and Takeda-san, Takeda-kun, to Costco. And Mark made a big mistake. Mark bought a whole chicken at Costco, and he took it. We went to the food court, and we got those, you know, you get the hot dog and drink set for 180 yen. And so Mark paid for my hot dog and drink, and he said, let's see who can eat the most today. That's a big mistake when you go out with me. Don't ever say that, because I think I ate more chicken than both of them, and I make my hot dogs. It's like a mountain of relish and ketchup and mustard and everything else and sauerkraut. It's just a mountain. So that brings up the prayer request. As most of you probably could imagine, I really do need to lose weight, and everybody's told me this for a long time. Some of you know I had a problem with my leg and foot. It was a condition called lymphedema, a failure of the lymph system, lymph fluids to flow properly. And the doctor said one major cause is obesity, is overweight. So, and there are many other, I know, Grace, you know this probably better than anyone here, how many other health conditions can be caused by overweight. So I think I talked to you, Grace. I've mentioned it to a couple of people. Some weeks ago, I tried to switch over to an all-natural diet, and I lasted for a little while, a couple of weeks on that, and I fell off the wagon. I started eating snack food again. Say that again? Well, I joined a gym, too, and I've worked out there once since I joined. I joined in May, so and it's right next to my campus, so I have no excuses. So, I need the exercise. I need to start exercising. I've got a plan about the food, and I've talked to Art about it. I've been doing a lot of reading. I just need to, this is common sense for everybody, but it's what a major change I'm working on, cutting out all processed, refined foods, all kinds of, you know, refined sugars and anything, and just replacing those with natural foods. I come home, my school is in Kure, and I come back through Kumano-cho at night, and there's a big supermarket in Kumano-cho. It's called Dio. It's really cheap, lots of cheap prices. They have a huge selection, and I'm just buying fruits and vegetables and all kinds of natural things there now, and I'm making that my regular routine to stay away from the convenience stores and snacks. And I know, Grace, we talked about a little chocolate on the side, but I think I have to pull back on that too. I can't really, you know, even when I'm in my office, I have to be careful, very careful. So, and the plan I'm planning on, it's not like cutting back on how much I eat every day. That would be too much. I think I would rebound and eat a lot if I did. So it's just replacing the all the bad stuff I used to eat with good, healthy, natural stuff. And so Even if I feel like I feel better already, but you're not going to see major changes anytime soon. That's not really what it's about. It's a slow, gradual thing, but it's just restoring my health. So I appreciate your prayers for me. If you have something you've bought, you want to share with me, Taki, if it's very sweet, please don't offer it to me. My willpower is not that strong, so I don't think I could refuse it. So just pass on me. Just know, Tim, no, he's on a special plan. He can't have that. So please. What?
You need a blindfold.
Yeah, I need a blindfold and something in my ears too, maybe. But thank you all very much for your prayers, and I appreciate all your prayers. Thank you.
God is good. Hi, I'm Will. Some of you know that I have gout. And last week, it was extremely painful. But now I'm okay. And I just want to thank you for praying. Tim was right with being overweight. So the doctor also reminded me of reducing my weight. Drink a lot of water. So that's all. Thank you for praying.
Today is a healthy Sunday, so we talk about health, and keeping fit. It's so good to listen to Tim. He's so motivating and so encouraging. And as Christians, we also ought to take good care of our bodies. God wants us to, we are stewards for our bodies, so we can't just eat carelessly and not keep fit. It's not easy to keep away from cakes and chocolates, but we think about keeping ourselves healthy for the sake of, who knows. I listen to Joyce Meyer a lot, and many of you, I know you share her quotes or something, and one of the things she talks about, even in her preachings, is health. She can just do a 30 minutes of health, because she shares the word of God, but she also gives words of wisdom on how to live right. And I was listening to her as late as yesterday, and of course she's now, I think, 75 or 76, but when you see her, she goes to the gym. Imagine, as busy as a preacher she is, she has time to go to the gym and to exercise, and she says her body changed since the day she started, and she's a minister of the gospel, and she says, I want to keep myself fit so I can do the work of God for a bit longer than I think. And she always encourages her audience to do what you can to keep yourself fit. Keep away from the junk as much as possible. It's not easy, but we can do it. So it's good, Tim, to remind us to mind our bodies. Eat well, keep fit as much as you can. What you cannot control, one of my friends shared with me, he's in US. He said, I just keep fit, but my body doesn't behave. So I don't know, some bodies just don't behave. They won't go away even if you starve yourself. So there are things we can control, but there are those we cannot control. So whatever you can do in the wisdom that God gives you, don't just, as Tim was saying, the kind of jobs we do, like similar to him, I sit on my desk. There are days I don't leave my desk for the whole day. So the temptation to snack is so high. And the snacks are there in my desk, or people are always bringing chocolates and things, and they leave them there. And you're thinking, so what do I do? I'm reading the computer. I'm so tired. There's no way I can go. Let me snack. But you don't think about the consequences. So it's good to keep healthy. Yeah. And maybe you're very faithful. You always read what is written here. But I am among those who are not faithful to read everything with this here. I read the prayer requests. The one who is moderating today, and a few things, and then the sermon, and that's all, honestly. But they do this so that we should read. So today I just want to read for you what is here, for those of us who don't read these things. Yeah, I'm one of them. I can't tell you I always read the extra stuff posted here, but they are very important. I'll just read for you. I just felt we just read it together. Why God's plan is better than your plan. There are no pages, but it's somewhere in the middle here. It inspired me, so I thought to share, by Pastor Jack Wellman. Here are three reasons or ways that God's plan is much better than yours or mine and better for us. Number one, God sees the future. A major part of the reason that God's plan is far better than ours is that he can see the future and we cannot. We can't even see into the next minute. At best, we can only take educated guesses. But God knows for certain what will happen tomorrow, next week, and years down the road. It's like he can see around the blind corners of time. Isaiah writes about God, "I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me," declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done. So wouldn't you want to trust God's plan for your life over your own plan? That's a no-brainer, isn't it? Two, God's ways are higher than ours. We think we know what's best for our future, but God alone says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declares the Lord. "My plans often blow up in my face, but the plans of the Lord stand forever." How much higher or superior are God's ways than mine? How about these four ways where God's way is higher than ours? "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." Sorry, I wasn't reading the scriptures. I should. Number three, we plan, he directs. We might think we are in charge of where we are going, but the word of God says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps," Proverbs 16:69. "And many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails," Proverbs 19:21. You think you're putting forth your own steps for the future, but a person's steps are directed by the Lord, Proverbs 20:24. Whether you know it or not, even Jeremiah understood that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps, Jeremiah 10:23. Conclusion. There are surely more than three ways that God's plan for our lives is better than ours. But these are three sure ways to know that we are better off trusting God with our future than making our own plans. I'm not saying we shouldn't plan for the future, but in the end, God's ways are always higher and his ways always prevail. He knows the future, we do not. May God richly bless you. Thank you.
By the way, Tim, you're not alone. I'm with you. I feel you. Yeah, even how much we try to really lower down the amount of what we take into our body. Sometimes, as Grace said, the bodies just don't cooperate. Yeah, we have different metabolisms, right? So I'm just so envious about you having very good metabolism. So even how much I take in, a little amount or bigger amount, nothing is going on. So the weight still says the truth. Yeah, but I'm so envious about people who can eat bunch of meat, but still, wow, where did you put all your food? I would always think about that. But yeah, it's true. We need to be disciplined about what we really take in because what we eat is who we are. I read that somewhere, but it's really true. So what we take in into your body is what will really show. Yeah. So Pastor Kevin is not here. He loves chocolates. But he always says, "Oops, chocolates." But 70 to 75% cocoa, not sweet. Okay, but still chocolates. Yeah, chocolates. Yeah, let's come to the Lord in prayer. I agree, it's a Health Sunday. Health Sunday. So we're reminded by the Lord. Especially summertime. We love to eat ice cream. Yay. Ice cream with different flavors. In Japan, we have 31 plus 31. We have so many flavors. So every day is a different flavor. So ice cream are good for somebody, but not for people like me. Yeah, high sugar, it's very dangerous for 40-something and up, right? 40-something and up. Yeah, so if you are not yet on the life begins at 40, so you can eat more ice cream, chocolates. But if you're already in there, be careful. We might be seeing each other in the hospital. Yeah, okay, let's pray to the Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the joy that you have put in our hearts. Thank you, Father God, for the privilege and the opportunity to be sharing with one another's happiness and joys, Father God. Victories, Father.